You can hear the excitement in the voices of the kids. This is Camp Cosmos, a brand new summer space camp in Goleta. The more than 24 children are doing everything from learning about how to use telescopes to making a comet with dry ice. 12-year-old Angel Martinez of Santa Barbara is one of the kids in the camp.
We've been building robots and rockets, and right now we made a papier-mâché planet, and we're painting it right now. I wanted to come to learn more about planets. Science.
While the idea of space camp is nothing new, this one is very unique because it's taking place in a real space research center on the South Coast. Out of this building in a Goleta Industrial Park, the Las Cumbres Observatory Global Telescope Network operates 18 robotic telescopes across the globe. It's the largest network of telescopes in the world.
We're a private, nonprofit corporation. We do science and education. We have a global network of telescopes, and we specialize in what's called time domain astronomy. So these are things that change or move in the sky. Supernovae, exploding stars, moving asteroids, planets orbiting other stars. This global network allows us to observe them continuously since we have sites all around the world. We operate it all out of our office here in Goleta.
Tom Porison is president and observatory director of Las Cumbres Observatory.
I grew up in the era of the start of the space program, and I think about the fact that kids today are not exposed at least to that sort of excitement about the space program, so it's really good that we can provide something that does convey that.
While Las Cumbres has been involved in educational outreach programs, this is the first time they've offered a full-blown week-long summer camp experience.
We're doing just about everything you can imagine. We've built robots. They have built exoplanets. We did a fantastic demo of building a comet, dry ice and water and dirt and sand. And foaming and everything. That was loads and loads of fun. We've done things to do with the sun. So the kids have had a fantastic mixture of fun and educational stuff about astronomy.
Edward Gomez is an astronomer who's also Las Cumbres Educational Director and the director of Camp Cosmos.
I want them to really understand that they are scientists. I don't want any kid to go away thinking that they can't do science, because everybody can do science. If you can ask a question, you're a scientist. Science is about just asking questions and not being afraid when things don't go the way that you expect.
11-year-old Pepper Marks is another of the kids in the camp, which is open to 7 to 12-year-olds.
Space.
Do you think you someday maybe be an astronomer or an astronaut or something that has to do with space?
It depends, because I really like animals too, but I also like space.
So it's between animals and space?
Yes.
This is part of a series of events by Las Cumbres intended to open its doors to the community to show people some of the global research being made possible through this Goleta-based telescope network. Lorna Boyd is with Las Cumbres.
The camp is one of them. We also do Astronomy on Tap, which is held the first Wednesday of the month at the New Matrix. We have astronomers come in and give talks in an environment where we're selling beer and people are having fun. They don't feel so intimidated. We have a series of science talks.
Jenna Seck, who works at Las Cumbres, is one of the camp's counselors.
They've learned so much. I can't believe how much they've picked up on it. They were answering a bunch of questions earlier in the room, and they knew all about exoplanets and nebulas and all of this stuff. Oh, that's a bright star because it's young. Oh, that's a big old star because it's old, and this is why. And they knew all the reasons and all the science behind it.
Sarah Roberts, a project coordinator with the nonprofit scientific organization, helped put together the week's activities.
All kids love space. All kids love astronomy and the explosions in space and the idea of alien worlds. They definitely love that. I have yet to meet a child that doesn't love astronomy.
A second session of the week-long camp kicks off today. The idea is that while the facility is in use by researchers around the world, it can also help educate some kids here at home. In Goleta, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.